In Oakland, California, fire crews have resumed their search, sifting through the rubble of Friday's deadly warehouse fire. Oakland Fire Battalion Chief Robert Lipp said today that the death toll remains at 36, but crews haven't finished looking.
There's one corner that remains unstable, and then that's another thing that we're going to be doing throughout the day today is stabilizing that corner so that we can search that last section.
And last night, about 1,000 people held a vigil at Lake Merritt in Oakland to mourn those who died. Sam Harnett from Here and Now, contributor at KQED, was at the community gathering space in the heart of the city and has this report.
The mourners have brought electric candles and glow sticks. They surround the pavilion.
So tonight, let us lift our candles, our lights up high, in honor of those individuals whom we lost in the ghost ship fire.
Friends and family take turns at the microphone, paying tribute to the dead.
Hi, my name is Roxy, and I'm here for Edmund Levine. I actually just got word from his mom that they just identified his body.
Many here knew someone who died in the ghost ship fire.
So five people I've known for the last few years died in this fire.
Jason Kick is a musician. He came from Indiana in search of a community that embraces diversity and creativity.
Well, my biggest fear is a witch hunt as far as all the other warehouse spaces that exist, and I do think that there is an onus of responsibility on the people who run these venues.
While mourners gather here, the ghost ship warehouse lies in ruins 2.5 miles to the south. Catherine Wethington worries her friend is one of the bodies yet to be discovered.
I don't have her number anymore, and she doesn't have a Facebook account, and I know she may well have been there because she used to live there. I don't know what to do.
Thank you, Russell and Nihar, and everyone that's ever taught us something about DJing and just got to keep dancing. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Down in front of the pavilion, a group holds up giant white sails made out of gauze and cardboard, like the sails of a ghost ship. They bob up and down, and in the background, the ring of lights around Lake Merritt are like tiny flames flickering on the water's rippling surface.